Shalom to all. Today's office cholin daf yud aleph. We're starting the second line with the words Manoah Milsa, and today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Biyaka Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we deal with a similar discussion we had yesterday. Manoah Milsa Damar Rabbanon. How do you know the following thing that Rabbanon say? Zil Basa Ruba. Follow the Rav. Rav is the majority. When we're not so sure which way to paskin, which way to go, and we have a majority over here, so go with the majority. How do we know that? The Gemara asks Manoah. How do we know? Dichsev. We have a pasuk that says Achrei Rabbim Lahatois. Literally translated, this means after the majority, you shall tilt or you shall lean. So it's a clear pasuk. What's the question? The Gemara further clarifies. Ruba the Issa Kamon, a Rav which is in front of us, Kigain, for example, Teschanuyas, nine stores, Visanhejin, or the Sanhejin, we'll explain this just a moment, like on Bailon, that's not our question. In other words, when we have a clear defined Rav, we have a group which is obvious, we can count it, it's in front of us, that's a Rav that for sure we're going to go with. What are these two examples the Gemara brought? So Teschanuyas is referring to a case where there's 10 butcher shops in the city, nine of them sell kosher meat, one of them sells treif meat, and you find a package of meat in the street. So we go bus a Rav because Rav of the stores over here sell kosher meat, and therefore you say that this piece of meat is kosher. Also, Sanhejin. It's the same thing. We have Sanhedrin of 23 Dayanim. They're judging a case, and we have more judges paskening one way as opposed to the other. So here, that's also a Rav de Issa Kamon. It's in front of us. We can count it. It's defined. So of course, we go with that Rav. Kikam Bailon says the Gemara. What's our question? Ruba de Lesa Kamon. A Rav which is not here. Kigain Katan Uktana. For example, Katan Uktana. What's this referring to? So it's discussing a case of Yibum. We know that when a man dies without children, his brother, who's called the Yavam, has a mitzvah to marry the widow, who's called the Yavama. And the purpose is Lahakim L'Achiv Shem, to perpetuate the name of the deceased brother. And that means that both the Yavam and Yavama have to be capable of bearing children. Now, if one of them is not, then there's an Isra Da'iraisa for him to marry her. Now, in the case where we have a Katan or Ktana, which means they're too young to determine if there are reproductive issues, but they got married anyway, we don't make them separate. Why? That's because of Rav. And this is a Ruba Delesa Kamon, because there isn't any clear defined group of people that we're dealing with over here. It's just simply general knowledge that the majority of boys and girls, when they mature, are able to bear children. So the question is, Minolon, where do we know this from? Where do we know that when we're dealing with Ruba Delesa Kamon, then we can still rely on Rav? And here we're going to have 10 different opinions. Three of them we're going to knock away, and the other seven are going to seem valid. So Amar Blazer is the first one. He says, Asim Reish Shal Ayla, we learn it from the head of an Ayla. What does that mean? The Amar Kar, the Pasuk tells us, V'nitach Ha'isla N'sacheha, that a carbon Ayla has to be cut into pieces, and they're very particular defined pieces that have to be cut into. Now, what do we learn from here? Ayisal N'sachem, V'lo N'sacheha L'Nesachem, that the Ayla has to be cut into its pieces that the Torah defines, and those pieces aren't allowed to be cut into more pieces. And here's the potential problem. Then maybe the membrane around the brain of this animal has a hole in it. That's considered a trefa, and means the animal wasn't kosher to be brought in the first place. Now, right now, we're assuming there's no way to check for that because we can't cut the head open through this pasuk we just quoted. Its pieces are not allowed to be cut further into more pieces. So why is it kosher? It must be that we go basarav, that the majority of animals do not have a hole in the membrane around the brain. Says the Gemara, not a raya. Mimai, who says that so? Delma de Palile. Maybe he cuts it open and he does check the membrane of the brain. If you want to say the base of this pasuk that you can't do that because it says you're only allowed to cut it into the pieces that the Torah says and you're not allowed to cut those pieces into more pieces, I'll explain to you why that's not a problem. That's only where he's cutting it completely into two, which means if he would cut the head completely into two halves, that would be a problem. But if he still keeps the two halves attached, meaning he just cuts it in the middle and then opens it up, kind of like what you do to a soft piece of fruit, maybe like an apricot or a date where the two halves are still connected to each other, you're just looking inside to see if there's a problem. So less lomba, that wouldn't be a problem and that would be allowed. So you have no raya from that head of an oila that you're allowed to rely on Rav. The Gemara continues with another attempt. Mar Brei Ravina Amar, he says, Asu Mishviras Atzem de Pesach, we learn it from breaking a bone in a Karban Pesach. The Amar Rachman of the Torah says, V'etzem lo yisesh berubai, you're not allowed to break a bone of a Karban Pesach. And here's a potential issue. V'nei Choshem Nikov Krum Shal Mayach, we should be chayshesh that the membrane around the brain of the Karban Pesach has a hole in it and that would render it a trefa. And so why should it be okay to have any Karban Pesach? El lav mishum dar minizel basaruba. It must be that we say that we have to go basarav, and the majority of animals do not have a hole in this membrane, and that's why the Karban Pesach is kosher, because again, you're not able to crack open the skull to check the brain. Once again, the Gemara pushes this away. Mimai, who says Zariah, Dilma demarchu martale vikalile ubadikle. Maybe he places a hot coal on the head of the Karban Pesach that burns a hole through the bone, and then he's able to check it. Detanya, because we have a brayso that says, Hamachatech begidim, if one cuts the sinews of the Pesach, or v'hasayrif batzamos, if he burns the bones, ain't by mishum shvias atzem, that's not a problem of breaking bones, and therefore there is a potential possibility of being able to check the krum shel mayach of the Karban Pesach without having to rely on Rav. So not a raya. Here we're going to the third one. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar, he says, Asim Alya, we learn it from the tail. The Amar Rachman of the Torah says, Chel bay ha'alya tamima. Then we bring Karban Shlamim, which is a lamb, we take the alya, which is not just the tail, even though usually alya is translated as tail, it's referring to a significant portion of the back part of the animal, and the pasuk tells us very clearly it has to be tamim, it has to be whole, it can't be cut into pieces. And so here's a suggestion. V'lecha shem Shemnevs Kochot HaShadra? Why not be Chayshesh that the Chot HaShadra, which is a spinal cord, maybe that is cut, and that would render the animal a trefa. And the problem is, we wouldn't be able to cut open the Aliyah to see if there's a problem with the Chot HaShadra, because then that would mean that it's not Tamima. El Olav must mean Mishum Darmin Nizal Basaruba, that we follow the Rav, that there's not a problem with the Chot HaShadra. And Mechitim, if you want to suggest, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Demitatai Pasik La, that actually could be cut from below. In other words, the back part of the animal, this Aliyah that's being put on the Mizbeach, it's only being cut from after where the spinal cord ends, and therefore wouldn't have any issues because there's no need to check the Aliyah itself. There's no spinal cord in it at all. That's not so because Le'umas Ha'atza Am Rachmana. The Torah says, where is this Aliyah supposed to be cut? Meaning, what's the whole section that this Aliyah is? Le'umas Ha'atza, near the Atza. What does that mean, Atza? What part of the animal is that? Makam Shaklayus Yetzos. This is the place where the kidneys give Eitza. What does that mean? So we find throughout Gemara that the kidneys somehow signify giving Eitza, giving advice. And since the pasuk over here uses the lashon of Le'umas Ha'atza, we can read it as Le'umas Ha'etza, meaning corresponding to the part of the animal which gives Eitza, which gives advice and counsel, which is referring to the kidneys. That means that the Aliyah that has to be whole and tamim and is not to be cut open includes a part of the back of the animal, even near the kidneys, and that for sure does have part of the spinal cord in it. And once again, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is saying, we can't cut open the Aliyah to see if it's a trefa, because then it would be not tamim. It must be that we rely on Rav. Says the Gemara, not a Raya. Mimai, who says this is true, Dimo de Pasach Lo Badakla. Maybe he does cut open the Aliyah and check it to see if the spinal cord had an issue. And Vimishum Tamima, if you want to say, what do you mean the Pasach says Tamima, it has to be whole. The response to that would be, Hani Mili Hechot Chotchot Gamri. That's only if he cuts it completely. Like what we said, by the Oila, if he cuts the head in half, Al Hechot Alayif, but if he still keeps it attached, less than there wouldn't be an issue. So we just went through three attempts trying to show how we go Basar Rav, the Lesa come on, but each one was pushed away. Now we're going to have another seven, which all seem to be valid. So Sheshes Bridge of Edi Omar, he says, Asim Egla Rufa, we learn from Egla Rufa. The Amar Chamonot Torah says, Ha'a Rufa, what do we learn from here? Kshishlem et Tahava, it has to be Shalem. Now what's this referring to? So we know there's a whole procedure called Egla Rufa, which is when a dead Yid is found murdered outside city. We have to measure which city he's closest to. The Zakanim of that city bear responsibility for it, and as part of their tshuva process, a calf, an Egla, is brought down to a certain area, and it's chopped in the back of the neck, hence the name Egla Arufa. Arufa means chopped in the back of the neck, and this pasuk we just quoted tells us that it has to be shalim when it's done. So the question is, we have to be chashish, maybe it's a trefa, and then it's not shalim. El olav mishum darmin yizlo basaruba, it must be the go basarav. And v'chitim, if you want to suggest that my nafkamino, what does it make a difference? Maybe it doesn't make a difference if it's a trefa. Who cares? We're not eating it anyway, so maybe it's okay if it's a trefa. And the answer is that no. Ha'amri de Rabbiani, the Bismarck Rabbiani said, kapara ksivba kikachim, by the egla rufa, it says the word kapara, just like by kachim, which means that it's not allowed to be a trefa, just like kachim isn't allowed to be a trefa. And so here's our first raya, which was not pushed away, showing that we go bas arrive. On to the next one, Rabbi Shila Amar, ask me par aduma. We learn from the kiss of par aduma. The Amar Chamanatar says, v'shachat v'saraf, and he shall shecht and burn. And what do we learn from here? Mashchitasa kshishlema, afsifas kshishlema. The same way that it's shechted, it obviously has to be whole. So too, when it's burned whole, and it's not cut up into pieces. And so the question is, lechash dumo trefahi, we should be chashish that maybe the par aduma was a trefa. El lav mishum damrina, nisal bas ruba, must be that we go bas arrive, and we assume that it's not a trefa. And v'chitim, if you want to suggest, my nafkamino, well, the nafkamino be anyway, we're not eating the par aduma, so who cares if it's a trefa? Maybe it's not a problem. And the answer is that no. Chatos kari rachmana. The Torah calls the par aduma chatos, which means it's not allowed to be a trefa. And since, as we saw, we're not allowed to open it up to see, it must be the rely on Rav. That's a great raya. We continue. Rav Acham Bar Yaakov Amar, he says, Asya misar mishtaleach. We learn from sar mishtaleach. We know that there's two identical goats brought on Yom Kippur. One of them is a sar la shem, it's brought as a carbon. The other one is a sar la zazel, and it's pushed off the cliff. So that's what we're going to learn from. Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, V'lokach has shnei asirim. He shall take the two goats. And what do we learn from here? Shu shneim shavim. They both have to be equal. Now, v'lechash, why aren't we chayshesh? Yeralfa on bezantab, dil machad minayav trefahu, that maybe one of them is a trefa. El lav mishum darmin yizl basaruba. It must be that we follow Rav. And v'chitema minav kalamina, if you want to say that what's the difference? It's a sar la zazel anyway. It's being pushed off the cliff. We're not eating it. So who cares if it's a trefa? The answer is that no. Ha in gairl kaveh la zazel el bedavar roi l'shem. The gairl, the lottery, which determines which one is a zazel and which one is for Hashem, it doesn't even work in the first place unless both of them are roi to be the one for Hashem, meaning are roi to be the carbon. And therefore, even the one which eventually becomes the Azazel that's going to be thrown off the cliff had to have been able to be brought as a carbon, so we know that it can't be a trefa. If you want to say that we check it, namely after it's pushed off the cliff and it dies, so now we open it up and we check to see if it was a trefa. That can't be because of the Tanan Mishnah that says, that after it was pushed off the cliff, it didn't even reach halfway down until it got splintered into many little pieces, and so it's an impossibility to check it for tarfos after it dies, and therefore it must be that we rely on Rav. That's another good raya. The Gemara continues. Rav Mari Omar, he says, Asya mimaka of imai. We learn it from a person who strikes his father or mother. The Amar Chachamim Torah says, katle, that if a person hits his father, he should be killed. Now, we should be chayshish that maybe that's not his father. Maybe his mother was mezane, and really his father is somebody else. It must be that we go basar raiv, and raiv be'ilois achrabal. The majority of be'ilois that a woman's going to have is with her husband. Meaning, even if she was mezane, still the majority of times she's with her husband, and we see we go basar raiv. Now, the Gemara suggests, mimai, how do you know this is true? Maybe the only time a person could be killed for hitting his father is referring to a situation where his father and mother were both locked up in the same jail cell, and so the only one whom she could have had relations with was her husband. And besides that very rare and unique situation, perhaps a person is not going to be killed for hitting his father, says the Gemara. No, even so, there's no guard for arayas. When it comes to arayas immorality, even if it's an extreme situation like this just mentioned, that a wife and husband were put in jail together, still is a possibility to be of arayas, maybe with the jailer, maybe with somebody else, and therefore the only way we can know that a person's father is really his father is based off of Raiv. So we see once again that Ruba de Lessa Kamon, we rely on Raiv. The Gemara continues with another Raya, Rav Kahana Omer. He says, Asya Mehargis HaNefesh. We learn it from a person who murders somebody else. Dar Rachman HaTer says, Katle, if Reuven killed Shimon, we kill Reuven. But why? V'leichesh Domo Trefa Hava. We should be chayshesh that maybe Shimon, who's killed by Reuven, was a Trefa, which means that he wasn't going to live anyway, and then Reuven's not chayiv for killing Shimon. El Olav Mas Mimushim Damrin Zom Basar Ruba. That we go Basar Raiv, and the majority of people are not considered Trefas, and they will live, and therefore that's why Reuven does get killed. And V'chitim V'ana suggests, but Kinale, that we're going to check him, meaning we'll go to the murdered person, Shimon, and we'll open it up, and we'll do an autopsy on him to see if he was a Trefa. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because Hakam Anavel, you're defiling the body. And V'chitim V'ana suggests, no, Mishum Ibn Neshama Dahai Ninavle, that because of the loss of this person's life, meaning in order to prevent Reuven from being killed, that we should defile Shimon and do an autopsy and see maybe he really was a Trefa. Still, that's not going to help, because V'nei Choshem Makim Saif Nekav Hava, we should be Choshish that in the place of the sword, there already was a hole. In other words, the place where Reuven stabbed Shimon on his body, maybe there was a hole exactly on that place, which rendered Shimon a Trefa, and so doing an autopsy is not going to help anyway. And so it must be that we rely on Raiv. Another example, Ravino says, Asim Edim Zayman. We learn from Edim Zayman. What's this? So this is a very unique situation with Edim. We know that if we have two sets of Edim coming to Bezdin, one of them says Reuven owes Shimon money, and the other one says Reuven doesn't owe Shimon money. So this is two against two, and we just throw them both out. However, Edim Zayman is a unique situation where the second set of Edim says about the first set of Edim, look, you can't say what you're saying, you can't give that testimony, because that day that you claimed that you saw whatever you just said, you were with us in a totally different place. You say that you were in Brooklyn on Monday and you saw Reuven kill Shimon. Well, you were with us in Eretz Yisrael on Monday at that same time, so you couldn't have been in Brooklyn, and this is a chiddush that we listen to the second set of Edim. Now, what happens to the first set who are called Edim Zaymimin? The Amar Rachmanu the Torah says, Vasisim Leikash Rezaman V'Goymer, that you do to them what they plan to do. The first set of Edim wanted to kill Reuven because they claimed that Reuven killed Shimon, so we're going to kill them. Now, V'Leikash Dilma Hachtas Idube, Trefa Hava, why don't we be chayshish that the one whom they're giving Edus about, they gave Edus about Reuven falsely that he killed Shimon, why don't we be chayshish that Reuven himself is a Trefa? So anyway, they wouldn't be chayiv for trying to give the death penalty to Reuven, because again, he's a Trefa. El Olav Masmi, Mishom Darmin Zol Basar Ruba, that we go Basar Raiv. And V'chitim Edibad Kinonle, if you want to say that we check Reuven to see whether or not he's a Trefa, well, Vatanyu V'Braisa, Beribi Omer, Beribi says, now Beribi is a term used to describe a very big Chacham, even though we don't know his name, which is called Beribi, he says, Loi Hargu Nairagin, Hargu Ein Nairagin. In the case of Edim Zayman, if the person who they testified falsely about was not killed yet, so then we're going to kill the Edim Zayman. Whereas if the person whom they testified falsely about was killed already, so then they're not going to be killed even though they're Edim Zayman. And therefore, it's an impossibility to check this person whom they testified falsely about, because Amar Shach, the Edim Zayman are trying to give the death penalty to Reuven. If he hasn't yet been killed, so how are we going to check to see if he's a Trefa? He's alive. And if Reuven was killed based off their false testimony, even though they turned out to be Edim Zayman, it doesn't make a difference. They're not going to be killed anyway. And so checking him to see if he was a Trefa doesn't help at all. Bottom line is, we have another good Raya that we rely on Raiv. Here's our last one. Ravashi says, Asim Shechita Atzmo. We learn it from Shechita itself. Dar Rachman HaTorah says, Shechait V'achol. Shecht an animal and eat it. Now, Makim Nekav Kashachet. Why don't we be Choshesh with every animal, when he shechts it, he shechted it on a place that it had a hole on one of its simanim, which would render it a Trefa. And so it means that every animal that he shechts should be problematic. El Lavim must mean that we say, Mishum Tamrina and Zil Basar Ruba, that we follow Raiv, and the majority of animals are not Trefais, and therefore everything's fine. So we just had seven pretty solid Rayas, how we know that Zil Basar Ruba Delesa Kamon. Now Rav Asher Rashi continues saying, Amri Silish Masa Kamed Rav Kahana, I said this for Rav Kahana, and Rav Amri Lo Asom say, it was Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Shimi, but Amr Lane, he told him as follows, Vidilma, Hecha the Efsher, Efsher, Hechad Lo Efsher, Lo Efsher. Maybe when it's possible to do more checking into the situation, then we have to, and it's only when it's impossible to do any checking, so then we'll rely on Rav. In other words, who says that we just rely on Aruba de Lassa Kamon? Maybe we only rely on Rav when there's simply no way out. But if there is a way out, and there is a way to do more checking, so maybe we should. For example, the case that started this whole discussion at the top of Amud Aleph, which was the Katan and Ktana, the case of Yibum, where we don't know yet if they have any reproductive issues, over there we are able to wait a year or two or three until they get old enough to see if they have any problems. And so who says we could rely on Rav? Maybe we do have to wait and check into it. Because if you don't say that, Rav Meir d'chay shlemiyuta, hachinami d'loy achal besra. Because according to Rav Meir, who's always chay shlemiyut, according to him, you should never be able to eat meat. What's this referring to? So we always see throughout Gemara, almost always, whenever we have discussions of Rav, Shitas Rav Meir is brought in, and he's unique, he doesn't follow Rav, he's chayshish lemiyot, he suspects for the minority situation. As we're asking over here, that according to this, Rav Meir, who's chayshish lemiyot, he should hold that you should never be allowed to eat meat, because there's always that miyot, there's always that minority situation that you would have to suspect for, that maybe the animal that was shechted was a treifa in the place that it was shechted. And Mechitim, if you want to suggest, hachinami, that yeah, you're 100% right, according to Rav Meir, you're actually not allowed to eat meat at all. Here would be our first case of vegetarian. However, that's not a possibility. You'd be someone off on the top, because Pesach v'kadshim, Michael Memar, what could you say about Karm Pesach and other kadshim? There's a chiv to eat the Karm Pesach and a chiv to eat other kadshim based off of psukim, and even Rav Meir agrees to that. Elo must be that with Pesach and kadshim, hechad efsher, efsher, hechad lo efsher, lo efsher. That you're right, if it's possible to do more checking into a certain situation, then you would have to, but if it's impossible, such as by Karm Pesach and kadshim, so then you're right, it's impossible, and we would have to rely on Rav. Achanami so to over here, hechad efsher, efsher, hechad lo efsher, lo efsher. So actually, we conclude the Gemara without a clear proof from a pasuk or a particular situation that could show that by Ruba de Lesa Kamon we rely on Rav. However, it's important to note that Rashi does point out that we do know that we rely on Ruba de Lesa Kamon. The question is, where does this come from? So either it's Halacha Meshmi Sinai, or it's possible that we're mistaken in the first place in differentiating between Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Lassa Kamon. It could be there is no difference, and it's really the same thing, that Rav is Rav, and we rely on Rav in the vast majority of situations. Rashi also points out, as we're going to see later on in the Masechta, when we discuss the different treifas of an animal, there's a whole bunch of them, at least 18, that technically one should check for, but we don't check for all those treifas in every single animal, and that's because we rely on Rav, that the vast majority of animals don't have these issues, and that's Ruba de Lassa Kamon, and that's how we conclude the sugyo. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Shechita. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.